Servicing mowers in the winter will let you spring them into action next season. This podcast was developed and is presented by Mike Goatley, Extension Turfgrass Specialist at Virginia Tech. Most folks have gladly put their mowers away for another season, and the last thing they want to think about now is servicing that mower. Perhaps you're one of the few that took the time to service the mower after the last mowing of the year. If so, my hat's off to you. However, I'm guessing that most listeners fall into a category of people that put their mower away the last time they used it, and then they're going to hope that it starts next spring when they tug on the line. Remember the old adage, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure? It certainly applies to your lawnmower just as much as it does to your health. In just a few hours now, you can ensure your lawn is going to be getting off to the right start next season. What you gain by servicing your mower now? Well, how about extending the life of your mower and its engine? How about increasing its operating efficiency? Maybe reducing inputs and fuel? A top operating mower will likely even reduce the fertilizer, chemical, and watering inputs for your lawn next year as well. Remember, the number one disease of lawns is dull mower disease. So how could you argue against any of this? This podcast and its accompanying handout detail the steps in winterizing your mower so it's in top operating condition for next year's mowing season. First, always follow your operating manual directions, but most mowers suggest that you expend all fuel from the tank before storing for the winter. This prevents potential problems with water accumulation or fuel line clogging and will allow you to start next year off with a fresh tank of fuel. Next, consider changing your spark plug. At the very least, before you start to service your mower, you should always disconnect your spark plug. Before the new plug costs, it's probably money well spent to just go ahead and install a new one according to manufacturer specifications. Our third point is going to sound like a broken record because you've heard me say this before, and I'll always keep saying it, sharpen and balance the blade. What could be more logical than starting off a new mowing season with a sharp, balanced blade? If you don't have a grinding wheel in your shop, then take the blade to a service technician that can quickly sharpen and balance it for you. Now is also a great time to go ahead and purchase another blade to have on hand next season as a backup to attach when you remove this blade for sharpening. You were planning on doing this, right? And then when you're ready to reattach the blade after servicing your mower, make sure it's installed properly. An upside down blade will maintain a cutting edge for a long time, but it sure won't deliver a very high quality cut. Our fourth step, while the blade is off, give the underside of the mower deck a thorough scraping and cleaning. This will extend the life of the deck and prevent you from having a lot of cleanup due to chunks of decomposing grass clippings falling from the deck onto your garage or storage shed floor. Next, change the oil, other fluids, filters, and be sure to inspect the belts for wear. Your operator's manual likely lists the specifications on fluids, filter, etc. for replacement. Most fluids and filters require regular changing to optimize mower performance and extend engine life. Perhaps the belts on your riding mower are still in great shape, but inspect them to make sure they're not frayed or out of adjustment. There's no better time to change them than during a winter service break. And after changing these items, be sure to dispose of each of them properly and safely. Servicing your mower after the end of another long mowing season is certainly not the top of most people's to-do list, but it's a practice that reaps large rewards for next season. Spending a few hours now on mower maintenance will result in maximum mower performance next spring, a time when you will likely even be looking forward to the first sights and smells of a freshly mown lawn. Was this podcast helpful to you? Do you have comments or suggestions for this or other podcasts that will benefit your efforts in lawn and landscape maintenance? If so, please take a few moments to complete the survey at our Turf and Garden Tips website and let us know how we can better serve you. If you would like more specifics on the basic steps in mower maintenance and mowing strategies, please review a Macromedia Breeze presenter file entitled Mow Like a Pro that's found under the Breeze link on vtturf.com. Viewing this file requires a free download of the Macromedia Flash Player, which is available on the website. And never forget that your local Virginia Cooperative Extension Service is ready to assist you in detailing the steps in establishment and maintenance that are needed to keep your lawn green and our waterways clean.